We're in the studio this morning with the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program, and we've got Rob and Sean joining us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just hanging out here at Offutt.
Yeah. Wonderful weather.
Yeah. Now, Sean, you're not from here.
No, we're out of Texas, so we have avoided, for the last few days, we have avoided the 100-plus degree temperatures.
True. Terry spent some time down there.
I lived in Austin for 10 years, yeah. So my friends in Austin, was 110 the other day. They were like, oh.
No thanks.
I've been in that weather. It's hot when it's hot. Yeah. Hot.
And Rob, you're not from here, but you live here now.
Correct. I originally grew up in Ohio, but now I'm living out in the Millard area.
Okay. Did you were you based at Offutt for a while?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
No, I just moved here after I got out of the Air Force, and I'm stuck.
Here you go.
No, I love the town. It's a good town to be from.
Excellent.
It's a good town to live.
Well, Sean, tell us a little bit about the program here that you guys are doing. It's CARE.
Yes.
That is something that's coming to Offutt here. Actually, it's going on right now.
Yeah.
Yes. We call it a Warrior CARE event, and CARE is actually an acronym. And the acronym is the C stands for caregiver support. The A stands for adaptive and rehabilitative sports. The R stands for recovering airman mentorship. And then the E is employment in transition, empowerment in transition. And we just recently changed the name, so we're still trying to come to grips with the E. essentially, what it is us offering support programs to the wounded warriors in a face-to-face way. I mean, we do a lot of stuff with them over the phone and through email, but this gives us the opportunity to bring them together and create kind of a family atmosphere and give them, you know, access to support programs that they may not have while they're at home or at their home station.
Okay, is this something that anybody can come watch? I know you've got a basketball game coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So it is open to anybody who can get onto Offutt. I mean, that's the one limitation that we do have.
Yeah.
It is on Offutt Air Force Base. But for those that have access to the base, we definitely like to have people come out, because even if they're not competing and all they're doing is practicing for the sports aspects, we definitely want people to see that, because we want them to understand that there are programs in place to take care of their Air Force, and this is one of them. And also, too, it kind of boosts the morale of the wounded warriors themselves. You know, they'll see people actively interested in what's going on. Now, later in the week, on Friday, we are going to have a competition per se. Basically, what we'll do is we'll form teams for sitting volleyball and wheelchair basketball, and then we're gonna shellac the Offutt leadership. Well, I mean, we're gonna be straight up honest. We're gonna shellac the Air Force leadership here at Offutt. I mean, that's what we do every time and if we don't, it doesn't matter. We're gonna tell everybody we shellacked anyway. So.
There you go.
All right, so Rob, here's the deal. Sports is right up your alley.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a former Air Force Academy.
Yes, Air Force Academy, football and shot put.
And shot put. Okay, yes. You must have been a kicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A holder.
It shows.
Actually.
A holder.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, Sean, you're retired.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, military. So thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
We can't say that enough.
Yeah.
Big time. And you're part of the program for a reason.
Yes. So back in 2012, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, which is a serious illness. And through my treatment, through my rehab, if you will, part of my process to heal was to have a portion of my brain removed, which a neurological surgery is considered a traumatic brain injury. So I now check multiple boxes to be in the program. But it's all invisible. I mean, aside from the scar on the side of my head, like it's invisible. You really can't tell that I've had a piece of my brain removed.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you knew me from before, but no. So it's not the typical injury or illness or wound that people associate with, you know, the wounded warrior aspect. You know, I have all four limbs. I have full function of all four limbs. But yes, due to my serious illness of epilepsy and then the surgery, I'm in the program.
Okay. How are things now? Because this was a while ago, you said, 9 years?
Yes, so I was diagnosed in 2012. So I am coming up on my six-year anniversary of being seizure-free.
Wow, great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm over my five-year point of post-surgery. Things are going great, and I'm coming down off my drugs with hopes of being seizure-free and medication-free.
Sean, what's it like to hear this story? You're sitting right next to him. I mean, this is one of many I'm sure you've heard over the years. Yeah.
I've heard Rob's story, and we've talked about it quite a bit. So anytime I hear these stories, they remind me why I'm in the working for the program. Some of the stories are very hard to hear. Some of them are, the most difficult moment in a person's life, and that's it's really difficult to hear sometimes, but you just have to compartmentalize, and it's kind of like being a counselor. You have to understand that you're going to hear some of the dark things, but that's not the entire person, that's a fraction of a second in a life. Mm-hmm. For some people, and then it's the healing that comes after. Actually, what the most important aspect of the story is everything that happens after the diagnosis and after the removal of in Rob's case, the removal of the portion of his brain. It's everything that happens after that that's actually more compelling, because that's where if you're going to attach that term hero to anything, that's where the heroic aspects of a person's life happen.
Fantastic. Well, Sean, you talked about this is your third year at Offutt.
Yes,
being
ma'am.
Here. Tell us what else is going on this week. I mean, we touched a little on sports and mm-hmm. how those listening might be able to help this organization.
As I said earlier, it's an acronym. So we have training going on. For caregivers, for example, they actually will learn different techniques for self-care because caregivers, that is a really difficult job, mm-hmm. Taking care of a wounded warrior. You have somebody who was a high-performing type A personality, and then they are hit with whatever situation happens to them, and now they need the assistance of a caregiver. And often the caregiver forgets to take care of themselves. And so we teach them how to take care of themselves and give them tips and tricks, and then we help them develop that network of other caregivers that they can reach out to and ask questions. And then we also have – so the Recovering Airman Mentorship, that is actually a program where we take somebody who's a little bit farther along in their recovery process, and we train them how to mentor other wounded warriors, and then we link them up, and that provides them, for like somebody with an amputation. A brand new amputee may not understand the ins and outs of how to pick a prosthetic or how to deal with the suction that's required to hold a prosthetic in place. So we link them up with somebody who has been in a prosthetic for years, and they help them walk through the process. And so it's no pun intended. And then with the empowerment in transition, I'm going to have to work really
hard
at that.
You got it.
Empowerment in transition. Originally, it was called employment. And it's still – that's what we work towards, but it really is more about empowering them, giving them the tools that they need to navigate job searching and resume building and interview techniques. Today, they're learning how to dress for success. Mm-hmm. How to pick the right clothes, how to accessorize. I mean, for a guy like me, that's probably one of the more vital aspects of a class like that because, mm-hmm. I show up in the same thing every single time. So yeah, definitely. I mean, there are those things going on. But as far as how to help, really how to help is to support your airmen, if you're in the military or you work around the military or live near the military, support your airmen. Let them know that the program exists. That's what we're here to do. That's one of the things we did just recently was Rob just talked to a group of airmen at the medical group on base and explained his story with the hopes that they understand that the program helps airmen and that any airman who needs us, we're here for them. I mean, there are specific requirements, but but yeah, they got to point us. They have to be pointed towards us to find those things out.
True. So, Rob, we understand you're a synchronized swimmer and you had a chance to compete recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we're joking, by the way.
How this is going to turn out?
Yeah. So it's a 4-man team.
Well, this is serious. You guys went to Colorado.
So, on a national level. In all seriousness, I recently returned first week of June. I was selected as part of the 40-person team, to attend the Warrior Games for the Air Force. Warrior Games is a Department of Defense activity where we bring in teams from the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and then the Special Operations Command, along with some of our allies from the UK, Canada, and Australia.
Wow.
So we have about eight teams that show up, and they participate across 11 sports. of adaptive sports. I did fairly well for myself. I am a power lifter. I do field, shot put, and discus, and then I compete in the rowing, which is a 1 minute sprint row for distance and a 4 minute endurance row for distance. Of those five sports, I came home with 4 golds and a silver.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I did well for myself, is what he said.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm improving on that silver. It's the dark moment of the week.
Yeah. But it doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't stop there. And then even more of an honor, I was selected to represent Team USA in October down in Sydney, Australia at the Invictus Games.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so a few years back in 2014, Prince Harry attended the Warrior Games with the UKs, with the Brits that came over, and he saw the healing power associated with sport and competition and said, "This is great. Let's do it bigger."
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so he started a nonprofit called Invictus and has been putting on the Invictus Games now. This will be the fourth year of the Invictus Games, and we're going to Australia for it. So I can't be more excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm honored and excited to represent Team USA, but to go to Australia to do it is great.
Yeah, he's willing to suffer for Team USA.
Oh, I bet.
It'll be the springtime in October, so over there, so it'll be great.
It'll be sitting next to you on the airplane, just this ball of energy.
For the 17-hour flight.
There you go.
Yeah, not many people have said they want to sit next to me.
Anywhere or on a plane?
Both.
In general, Well, it's been a treat having you guys in, and thanks for telling us about the program. Is there a website or something that folks can go to get info on what you're doing?
Well, there's a few ways that they can get info. They can go to our military website, www.woundedwarrior.af.mil. That's that whole military thing.
Yep.
Or they can go to Facebook, just type in Air Force Wounded Warrior, and that is where we really want them to go and hit like and then share.
Doing it right now. You keep talking.
Yeah, there you go. And then you can get us on Twitter. Okay. We're AFW2 on Twitter. And we're also on Instagram, AFW2 as well.
Okay, cool.
So those are some options. And actually on the Facebook page, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we're actually updating on a hourly basis here, showing pictures and video of things going on during the event, so they can get a better understanding. If they can't come on base, they can at least follow us on that.
Exactly.
And then on Friday, we're going to do a live Facebook feed from the closing ceremony, so they get an opportunity to hear the fabulous song that our Rock to Recovery folks are going to be doing.
That'll be amazing. I will have to check that out.
I'm listening, but I'm liking.
That's all right. I'm watching.
We're doing
this. I'm looking over your shoulder as you.
So there is a little bit of a competition between the services.
a little bit of competition.
Currently, the Navy's Wounded Warrior program page has more likes than the Air Force.
Yeah, so we're working hard at
that. So if anyone listening could please just go like us.
All right.
That would be great.
We just got one more.
Yeah. We've been working on beating them for a while. When I started in the program, there were 2,000 people on our page. Now we're at 17, so that's 17,000. So that's a good thing. But every time I think that we've done a really amazing thing, my leadership looks at me and go, "We still haven't beat the Navy." So it's like, okay, I got the point. We'll do that.
Bring that up to my dad. He's a Navy man.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, their program is similar in size. When I mean size, the number of personnel that are enrolled in their program, it's the similar size as ours. The bigger difference between us and the other services is that we actually go out significantly more. We spend our budget on going out to do these events, whereas the other services, they spend their budget in different ways, and they're all good ways. There's no slamming the other ones. Well, military is always going to make fun of other branches of the service.
Always.
But at the end of the day, we're always chewing the same dirt as they are, or Sea for that matter, for the Navy.
Yeah.
But so we don't make fun of them, but we definitely work hard to beat them.
Healthy competition.
Yeah. It is.
Well, here's Rob talking to some folks over there at Offutt. This is great. So thanks for all you guys do.
Thank you.
Keep
sir.
Up the great work and good luck this week.
Thank you.